You're listening to KRCU, and it's time to talk politics. And I'm joined now by Jason Sides. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Political Science, Philosophy, and Religion here at Southeast Missouri State University. Jason, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I love talking politics, as a lot of folks who know me know. So let's just start at the top and work our way down. And we're going to start talking about Trump versus Clinton in Missouri. I've heard some rumblings that there's a chance Missouri could go blue. Is there any chance of that based on what you're seeing?
I wouldn't expect Missouri to go blue. The polls have Trump with a pretty consistent lead here in Missouri. And I think one of the things you're going to see is that the demographic that Trump is targeting, union workers who feel as though they've been disadvantaged by free trade, is going to be a demographic that is here in larger numbers than some other border states like, say, Kentucky or other border states in the union. But I think one of the things you're going to see is that the territory here is a little bit more favorable for Trump because of the presence of those workers, mm-hmm. union workers who've been impacted by free trade. That in conjunction with the presence of a high number of hunters, gun owners in Missouri, kind of makes this a little bit more favorable to Trump than, say, some other states.
What does voter turnout going to be like if with this, with the presidential contest? It's been really the most interesting I've ever seen. How about turnout? How's that going to affect other races in Missouri? Because some people have said, I'm just not going to vote at all mm-hmm. because they don't like either candidate. So what's going to happen with turnout? And how's that going to impact things?
Well, we're here at the morning before the last debate, and all of the media reports predict that this particular debate could get even more personal tonight than the other two. If that trend does take hold and it continues to intensify with the WikiLeaks gaining more coverage and more of these scandals kind of emerging within the media, it certainly is the case that it could turn a lot of people off to the whole prospect of voting in this election. And as people look beyond the presidential election, it could be the case that they just become so disaffected that they just decide not to participate. And that could reduce turnout to some degree, which would be particularly harmful for those candidates below the presidential team or down ballot.
Do you have any sense, is there any kind of data that talks about which voters, Republicans or Democrats, are more excited about voting? Is either one looking like they're more excited about their candidate?
This is an interesting election, like you said. One of the things I think that you're starting to see is a recognition that these two candidates are among the most unpopular candidates that we've had in a number of years. And so I think for most of the voters, the ones that will be more likely to be motivated by this particular campaign will be those that are just so driven by dislike of the other party and the other party's candidate that they'll be motivated to vote because they can't see a Trump or a Clinton winning. But for a large number of people in the middle, it's going to be the case that, there's a lot of questions about both candidates. And for those folks, they could easily, I think, especially given the way the race is starting to play out in Missouri, they could talk themselves into not voting or maybe not making it a priority because, well, it looks like it's already going one way, or it looks like it's already been decided, and this thing has just been so negative that, mm-hmm. I'm not really a fan.
Well, let's talk about Missouri governor. What's that race looking like? Some of the latest polling has Koster with a handful of point lead over Eric Greitens. What do you think is going to happen in that race?
I think one of the things you're going to see in this particular race is it's going to come out or come down to a turnout effort among both campaigns. If you look at the Koster campaign, they seem to have a more structured, organized get-out-the-vote effort. Even in areas where you wouldn't traditionally expect a Democratic candidate to do well, they have people out there going door-to-door and getting people out to vote. So they're mobilizing voters in addition to just relying on media. Whereas a number of stories that I've read and things that I've seen indicate that Greitens maybe doesn't have that kind of presence, that door-to-door presence in certain areas of Missouri beyond where his base is. And so if he's relying on the media and is only really active in the St. Louis area, that could prove pretty difficult to overcome on election night.
Well, there was a report by St. Louis Public Radio just a few days ago that talked about that this is the most expensive governor's race in the country. More than $50 million spent on this particular race, which is interesting that so much money has been dumped into this race. A lot of political ads, a lot of TV ads, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, it's what's kind of interesting is Missouri is sort of at a crossroads. You have a lot of factors that make Missouri interesting for outside groups, but also in internal groups, voters. And so the presence of money kind of coming into this particular election isn't all that surprising. But we also have to look at the impact that the presidential campaign has had. Some of the donation patterns for Republican donors have been away from Trump because they don't support him to other races. So some of the increase in this particular race may reflect the fact that it is a fairly competitive election, but also that their giving spending patterns are not the same as they had been in the past. There were a number of Republican donors, traditional Republican donors that said, look, I'm not going to give money to Trump. I dislike his politics. I dislike the way he talks about people. I'm going to look for other areas in which to invest my funds. And this being a competitive race, a relatively competitive race in a bellwether or battleground state would be a good area to kind of invest that money.
Let's switch now to the race for Senate, Blunt versus Kander. So Blunt's trying to get his second term in the Senate, and he's having a pretty tight race, really, with Jason Kander at this point.
Yeah. One of the things you're seeing is that, the Republicans, among some of their base voters, have allowed this perception to emerge that they haven't been as active as they needed to be to really advocate on behalf of what their core constituencies' interests are. So there's, within the Republican Party, there's this general dissatisfaction with some voters. Those headwinds are making it more difficult for an awful lot of Republican incumbents to try to win re-election. And I think there's probably some of that going on here with Blunt. He's part of this system that hasn't been as active as it needed to be from the perspective of your Republican voter. That, in conjunction with the fact that this is now, this particular race is going to be important for determining who controls the Senate. The Republicans coming into this election year were facing a Senate map that wasn't really favorable to them. It had a lot of states that were states that prior to 2010 were Democratic states, but in 2010 had elected Republicans to the Senate. Well, now that those folks are up in Democratic-leaning states, you're going to see that there's a lot of states that are going to go back to the pattern of being more Democratic, like Illinois. Senator Kirk's probably going to lose in Illinois. Senator Toomey in Pennsylvania is probably going to lose and face a very, very difficult chance of getting reelected if he does, but it's likely he's going to lose. And because of that, it's going to be the case that the Democrats are going to have an opportunity to limit what the Republicans can do in the Senate. If they are to do that, Missouri is one of the states that they're going to have to focus upon, and they're going to have to win to kind of get that control.
Jason Sides is an assistant professor in the Department of Political Science, Philosophy, and Religion here at Southeast. Jason, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.